Hurricane Dorian slammed into the northern Bahamas as a Category 5 storm a month ago. In the town of Marsh Harbor on Abaco Island, there are no grocery stores, no banks, no shops at all. As the island tries to bounce back, it's caught in this catch-22. People have left because the island can't support them, but residents can't go home and rebuild until there are houses and jobs and grocery stores. NPR's Jason Beaubien brought us this story from Marsh Harbor.
Bulldozers have started to clear vast fields of debris in what used to be a shantytown called The Mud. The entire neighborhood was flattened by Dorian, and many bodies have been recovered from here. Almost every structure was destroyed after more than 12 feet of water, and winds gusting above 200 miles per hour pummeled the area. But it wasn't just wooden shacks torn apart in Marsh Harbor. Neighborhoods of solid concrete buildings were flattened. A large steel-framed cement factory was crushed like an abused slinky. A lot of homes disappeared entirely. Sylvan McIntyre, who's been running the Emergency Operations Center for Abaco, says removing the hurricane debris is one of the top priorities right now.
The removal of debris is critical. It's something that helps the psyche of people.
McIntyre says removing the debris sends a signal that things are moving forward, and it gives a boost to the economy.
It helps you feel that there's a sense of greater hope and a sense of things happening. And that is the process that we are beginning to move. And the government, the state has actually signed on to some contracts with some waste removal people. So that process is going to happen.
But down at the dock, some residents continue to leave the island, at least for the short term. A boat known as the Fast Ferry has just pulled in. A crowd of people has surrounded the cargo master and are trying to make sure that their belongings will get loaded on board. The cargo master is saying that he's already overloaded with cars and cargo that he has to haul back to Nassau. Sean Williams had packed up the last of his belongings from his house in Marsh Harbor onto a pallet and is now sitting on the dock. He complains that the cars shouldn't get priority and says the worst part is the hecticness of this whole process.
But the hecticness about it, getting everything on the boat, That's the problem everybody get.
Another problem for people on Abaco right now is food. For people who've been able to stay in their homes, there's still no electricity on most of the island. Bottled gas distribution depots were destroyed. The government has brought in mobile propane filling trucks. But even if people are able to prepare their own food, there's nowhere to buy it. World Central Kitchen, the charity project of celebrity chef Jose Andres, has become the main supplier of meals on the island of Abaco. No one has an exact figure of how many people remain, but it had a population of 17,000 before Dorian. Thousands have left, yet World Central Kitchen is now serving more than 6,000 meals a day here.
And here we're at our office, kind of our dispatch center.
Sam Block is the director of field operations for World Central Kitchen. In a shipping container right next to their massive outdoor cooking operation, Block points to a map showing 70 different locations up and down the island where they send food.
We're still hitting Moores Island and the Keys up here via helicopter from our kitchen in Nassau.
Other aid agencies have also been offering people food, but Block says in the midst of this crisis, it's important to be offering people a fresh, hot meal.
It can make you feel like a human again. That's why for us, doing it on time and regularly is really important so that, you know, there is some stability and some normalcy in an otherwise very chaotic situation.
The chaos here is less than it was a few weeks ago. There are signs that things are improving. But it's also clear it's going to take months, possibly years, to get this place back to something resembling normal. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Marsh Harbor, The Bahamas.